Unit 5. Home and Family. Waiting. Mr. and Mrs. Clark decided to separate. Before being allowed to do so legally, the family court insisted they undergo some counseling from the marriage counselor to see if their union could be saved. The counselor did her best, but it didn't work. Mr. and Mrs. Clark made up their minds to go through with the separation, leading to divorce. Finally, the counselor said, "But you're 95, and your wife is 93. You've been married for 72 years. Why do you want to separate now?" Mr. Clark replied, "We haven't been able to stand each other for the last 46. But we thought we should wait until all the children died before we split up." Thanksgiving. Mr. Hunter calls his son in Boston. The old man says, "Son, I hate to bring you the bad news, but your mother and I, we are getting a divorce." The son is surprised. "What? You can't." Mr. Hunter says, "I'm sorry, son. 45 years of misery is enough. Now, I am sick of talking about it. Call your sister and tell her." And he hangs up. The son, nearly in tears, calls his sister in New York. "Sis," he says, "you're not going to believe this. Mom and Dad are getting a divorce." "What?" she shouts on the phone. "Oh, no, they aren't. You stay put. I'll call you right back." And she hangs up. The sister calls the parents in Los Angeles. "You two are not getting a divorce." Mr. Hunter says, "Honey, listen." The daughter says, "No, you listen. You are not getting a divorce. You know what? You don't do anything. I'm calling brother back. We'll be there tomorrow. Don't do anything." And she hangs up. Mr. Hunter hangs up calmly, looks at Mrs. Hunter, and says, "Well, they are coming for Thanksgiving and are paying their own fares. What shall we tell them on Christmas?"
Angry wife. Jim and Frank are having fun in a party one night, when Jim looks at Frank and says, "I have to get home, or my wife is going to kill me." Frank says, "What, are you kidding me? My wife lets me do whatever I want." Jim says, "I know, I know," embarrassed that his wife controls him. He continues, "I try to sneak past her every time. I drive really slowly down the street and turn the headlights off 100 yards short of my driveway. 50 feet short, I turn off the engine so that I can coast in. I shut the car door gently, open the front door to the house quietly, take off my boots so I can go up the stairs in my socks and sneak through the bedroom door. But as soon as I hit the bed, she is up screaming at me." Frank laughs and replies, "There is your problem. Let me tell you what I do. Every time I go home late at night, I drive fast down my street, bump into the garage door, and slam the car door shut. Then I kick open the front door, stomp up the stairs, swing the bedroom door open, jump on the bed. Then I shout to my wife, Hey, honey, where's my dinner? She's sleeping every time I say it.